President Bush says he understands that Americans are anxious about the future, with continued violence in Iraq and concerns about the economy at home.
Our State of the Union is strong. I say that because America is working hard to protect ourselves. We're spreading freedom. Our economy is vigorous and strong as well. But there's some uncertainty in people's minds.
Mr. Bush spoke in the Tennessee city of Nashville, standing before a backdrop that read, "Americans win when America leads." He says it's his job to worry about threats to the nation and the safety of U.S. troops in Iraq.
Every day of my presidency, I think about this war. That's what you've got to understand. And so when you hear me give a speech and talk about the dangers to America, they are real, not imagined. You know, some would like us to look at the world the way we would hope it would be. My job as your president is to look at the world the way it is.
Mr. Bush says the electoral win by the Palestinian militant group Hamas shows that voters there wanted change, but he repeated his warning that Hamas must renounce violence if it intends to work with the international community.
Now, Hamas, by the way, now has a choice to make. If they want to work with the United States of America, they must renounce their desire to destroy Israel. They must be a partner in peace.
The president Tuesday night again warned Iran that the international community will not allow it to develop a nuclear weapon. Iran says its nuclear program is intended only for peaceful civilian purposes, including generating electricity. Wednesday in Nashville, Mr. Bush repeated that threat and spoke of what he says are the aspirations of Iranian voters.
I spoke first to the government of Iran and said the world will continue to come together in unity to say you can't have nuclear weapons. But I also spoke to the people because I believe that everybody desires to be free. And I just wanted to assure them that someday that they will be able to have a choice in their government.
The president says one reason to be active in the world is to spread peace. And if the United States withdraws from those efforts, he says it will miss the opportunity to make a more peaceful world for generations to come. Democrats responded to the president's State of the Union and this follow-up travel with a television commercial questioning Mr. Bush's honesty. The commercial compares promises the president made in other speeches with what the opposition party says is the truth and criticizes him for the loss of nearly 3 million manufacturing jobs while running up a deficit of more than $337 billion. Mr. Bush continues his State of the Union follow-up with speeches this week in Minnesota, New Mexico, and Texas. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.